Hey, everybody. Mitch McConnell has caved. What does that mean? Well, unfortunately, Senate Republicans have made the decision to pander to the Democrats and bail them out. There's a horse trading component about this, and we go into it. As Democrats threatened and Republicans gave them what they wanted, we also talk about how we are heading towards a war with China over Taiwan. We've talked about this before, but it's very important. I want to thank all of you that support our program at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to continue to get behind the work we are doing. I want to thank Taylor from Springdale, Arkansas. Thank you. Amanda from Cypress, Texas. Thank you. Stevens from Weatherford, Texas. Thank you. Susan from Mission Viejo, California. And Lizanne from Newport Beach, California. When you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you allow us to continue to grow, to flourish, to add more team members. And guess what? We are going to be having a whole new studio coming very soon. We're very excited about that. And you guys will be able to see that on the live stream and more. And you guys help make that happen at charliekirk.com/support. You allow us, because we are outgrowing our space. We need a whole new platoon of people, of researchers, of fact checkers, people diving into what's actually happening, because we do two podcasts a day. That's right, two podcasts a day. We are the highest producing conservative podcast out there. Two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Thanks to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. charliekirk.com/support. charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can do so at tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's right, tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter right now at tpusa.com. Join our campus tour: Baylor University, University of Vermont, University of Oregon, Boise State University, Clemson, Alabama, University of Arizona, tpusa.com/CRT. And join us in Arizona for AmFest, tpusa.com/AmFest, tpusa.com/AmFest. Check it out right now. We cannot wait to have you guys in Phoenix, Arizona for the most amazing pro-American celebration, tpusa.com/AmFest. Mitch McConnell has caved. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We've been covering in pretty good detail on this program on how Republicans had a rare opportunity to put Democrats on defense and make them solve their own problems. The United States Senate is tied 50-50. It shouldn't be. It should be a lot higher than that if it wasn't for what happened in Georgia. But unfortunately, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are U.S. senators. So it's tied 50-50 with two very moderate Democrat senators who are causing trouble for Chuck Schumer, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And Republicans were holding the line. We are complimenting Mitch McConnell on this program. We were getting into detail on how McConnell and the Republicans have been willing to tell the Democrats, we are not going to negotiate with you. We are a unmovable block. We're going to make you blink, change your $4.7 trillion bill. Thanks for playing. And then something happened in the last 72 hours that was perplexing, it was confusing, and it still is, where Mitch McConnell suddenly announced that he was willing to have a short-term debt limit increase, basically evaporate and vaporize all of the Republican negotiating power. Republicans do not have a lot of cards in Washington, D.C. The one card we had was the debt ceiling increase. Usually and typically, it takes 60 votes to raise the debt ceiling. Chuck Schumer was threatening to blow up the U.S. Senate and get to a mere majority vote in the Senate rulebook to be able to raise the debt ceiling. Even though Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have signaled that they're not game for it. They do not want to have that. And so, despite that, Mitch McConnell advanced a debt ceiling increase of just another $500 billion. What's another $500 billion over the next couple months? And alongside him was a group of Senate Republicans. John Thune from South Dakota, John Cornyn from Texas, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Richard Shelby from Alabama, Rob Portman from Ohio, Susan Collins from Maine, John Barrasso from Wyoming, Mike Rounds from South Dakota, and Roy Blunt from Missouri. Now, what does this list have in common? So here's how this works. I'm going to give you a little bit of inside baseball of how the United States Senate in Washington, D.C. works. Mitch McConnell decided that he wanted to bail out Chuck Schumer. Mitch McConnell realized, hey, the most important thing I could do is make Democrats' political future and life easier. Joe Biden's approval ratings are at record lows. Very wise and moderate consultants are saying that Democrats, they are going to be wiped out in 2022 in the House and the Senate. So what does Mitch McConnell do? He tries to give them an upper hand. Despite Democrats falling in every single political metric you can imagine, Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell says, you know what, I'm going to make life easier. Democrats threatened and Republicans caved, and it's worse than caving. We bailed them out. But here's how the cabal works. Here is why people hate. Now, I use that word hate intentionally. I don't like that word, but it's why people hate Washington, D.C. It's because every single senator I just listed off, minus Murkowski and Collins, because they're incredibly moderate, they are from deep red states or they are retiring. Therefore, McConnell knows they're not going to have to pay a political consequence for this. John Thune, South Dakota. So here's how it works. McConnell has this meeting and he'll call some of his good buddies, Thune and Blunt, and say, hey, I need you to help bail me out here. You know, we want to try to give the Democrats a gift because I love the Senate so much. Even though the Democrats were not going to be able to do what he thought they were going to do. So he called Thune, he called Cornyn, he called Murkowski, he called Capito, Shelby and Portman, who are retiring. They want to be lobbyists. Portman wants to go represent some international lobbying firm that is going to make him a bunch of money. Susan Collins, who's super moderate. But John Barrasso, Mike Rounds, Roy Blunt, Shelley Moore Capito, John Cornyn, and John Thune, they are all from deep red states, which means they think they're better than their voters. They know that they'll get some flack and they'll receive some phone calls or some emails. But the way the United States Senate works is that when they need to give a gift to the Democrats, they don't call Marco Rubio because he's in a tough race. They don't call Ron Johnson in Wisconsin because he's in a tough race. No, they call the people in deep red, comfortably conservative states because they know that the voters of those states are not going to displace them. They know that the voters of South Dakota with Mike Rounds and John Thune, that they might get a little irritated. They might get a little upset. But when it comes down to it, they'll get reelected. So Mitch McConnell surrenders to the Democrats. Now, in negotiations, you must realize the advantage you have. This is the downside of having people negotiate things that have never negotiated anything of significance in their life. You have some of the most simple-minded people running the U.S. Senate. Instead of using leverage, instead of making the Democrats continue in the direction that is super unpopular, Chuck Schumer is celebrating because he knows their poll numbers are going down. The American people are not with them. So instead of making the Democrats own the catastrophe in D.C., McConnell now says, you know what? We're going to help you. We're now going to make this a bipartisan crisis. We are now going to show the country that both parties can come together and destroy America. This only gives AOC and Rashida Tlaib more time. You realize that. If you want to give more time to the Democrats to try to sort their house out, that's what McConnell did. Now, McConnell's reasoning is that, well, I don't want to see the United States go into default. That is not going to happen. That is a that's like a Fauciism type threat. Everyone's going to die. It's not true. And if you are going to have the United States government go through a debt ceiling default, make Chuck Schumer own it. Make Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate majority leader, be the one presiding over that. Of how Chuck Schumer acted after he got what he wanted from McConnell, rubbed it in Republicans' faces. Said how basically, this is not what he said, but it's the essence of what he said. I can't believe you were so stupid to actually give me what I wanted. You want to know why the country's falling apart? There's a lot of reasons. But we keep on sending these Republicans from deep red states, Wyoming, South Dakota, Missouri, West Virginia, Texas, Alabama. Isn't that interesting how they're all from deep red states? Because they actually know their voters won't do anything about it. They know they just have to send out a mailer and a leaflet. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-gun. Look at me pheasant hunting in South Dakota. Go reelect me. I'm John Thune and Mike Rhodes. Meanwhile, I am raising the debt limit to destroy future generations of America. The one piece of leverage Republicans had, they said, here, Chuck Schumer, here's some more time. Please destroy America. But please, CNN, don't say anything bad about me. It's back to school time, and you may be feeling the burden of college bills or private tuition school expenses. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, refinancing your house could be a great way to get some cash and pay out those bills. But look, I'm going to cut it to you straight. Stop using banks to refinance your home that hate you. Every big bank hates you. They hate your values. They hate your worldview. They want to take our guns away. They fund Planned Parenthood. Enough. So let's go with the good guys. I got two good friends. These guys love the Lord. They love their country. They're really fun people. They're down to earth. It's Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, people I know and trust with them, and you should too. So it's super simple. Anything you need for a home loan, anything at all, refinance, take out a loan. Don't go to Chase. Don't go to Wells Fargo. Definitely don't go to Goldman Sachs. I don't think many people would because I don't think they have a retail operation. Don't go to this brick and mortar nonsense of these people that are woke USA, wearing two masks, take your money and deposit it, charge you fees, and then say, oh, let's take out a loan. By the way, the money we make is going to go fund the downfall of America. Ain't done with that. Instead, just go to andrewandtodd.com. Again, these are two patriots who love the Lord and they love their country. Take 30 seconds to answer a couple questions, and that gives them the info they need and gives you value information often on the first call. Andrew and Todd, they are not brokers. They are bankers, which means they can handle your loan from start to finish. So you always have someone in your corner. Again, they're honest. They are great people. I've got to know them so well. So take that first step towards getting the cash you need today. Stop taking out loans from banks that hate you. Go to andrewandtodd.com. andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Go to andrewandtodd.com. I'm about to use them for something at andrewandtodd.com. They've been so easy to work with. And you know what gives me some peace at night? I know that when I use them, they love the Lord, and they love the flag, and they love the country. It really makes me feel good about it. AndrewandTodd.com. Start supporting the good guys and stop taking out loans of people that hate you and hate your values. Blessed are the young, for they shall inherit the national debt, Herbert Hoover famously said. Republicans folded. Lindsey Graham said that last evening, saying that Republicans dug themselves into a hole for folding to the Democrats. So after the Democrats got what they wanted, how did Chuck Schumer respond to this? Well, Chuck Schumer decided to rub this in the face of Republicans, take a victory lap, because Chuck Schumer realized that this is going to help his approval ratings. This is going to help Democrats. This is a sigh of relief. People know Democrats run the government, and instead of Republicans making them own it and then figure it out themselves, we issued them a pardon. Cut 108, Chuck Schumer rubbing it in the face, saying we avoided a Republican-manufactured default on the debt. Cut 108.
The Senate will pass an extension of the debt limit through early December, avoiding a first-ever Republican-manufactured default on the national debt. On Monday morning, I said we needed to pass a bill to address the debt limit by the end of the week, and that is exactly what we did. Republicans played a dangerous and risky partisan game, and I am glad that their brinksmanship did not work. For the good of America's families, for the good of our economy, Republicans must recognize in the future they should approach fixing the debt limit in a bipartisan way.
Do you notice that everyone's talking while Schumer's talking? It sounds like it's Union Station. People are trying to like board a train or something. No one's listening to what Schumer's saying. It was such a low blow by Schumer. Republicans give him what they want. What does he do? Why is anyone surprised? We know who Schumer is. We know who the Democrats are. This shows that the Republicans that we send to Washington, D.C., they are so out of loop of who the American left is. It's stunning. When I talk to Senate Republicans, I tell you this, I meet a lot of them. They have no grasp whatsoever of what we're up against. Now, many Senate Republicans, including even Willard Romney, otherwise known as Mitt Romney, has come out and he said, I can't believe that Schumer did that. You can't believe he did that? I'm surprised it wasn't worse. You see, when you deal with Democrats on the left like we do on this program and at Turning Point USA, when you travel to college campuses and you have to travel around with security because of death threats, and you understand the motivation of the Democrat Party, this doesn't shock you. These people are indecent, they're treacherous, and they're deceitful. They're also arrogant. Cut 109, Schumer continues, yesterday Republicans noticed their obstruction wasn't going to work, and I thank my Democrat colleagues for showing our unity in solving this Republican-manufactured crisis. Cut 109.
Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans insisted they wanted a solution to the debt ceiling, but said Democrats must raise it alone by going through a drawn-out, convoluted, and risky reconciliation process. That was simply unacceptable to my caucus. And yesterday, Senate Republicans finally realized that their obstruction was not going to work. I thank, very much thank, my Democratic colleagues for our showing our unity in solving this Republican-manufactured crisis.
That's a very important line. He turns around and thank. You see, this was a question of the will. We talked about this on our program with Steve Dace, and I said Republicans are not willing to save the country. And so what did Schumer do? He looked over his shoulder and he said, I want to thank not the Republicans that bailed me out. No. Why would I give thanks to the opposition? Instead, he thanks the 50 Democrats who held the line, who are willing to go to the brink of default to get what he wanted. You see, Republicans in their current form would rather be liked than America be saved. People are saying, Charlie, what can I do? I think you guys know what you can do, especially to the two South Dakota senators that voted for this garbage, because they just take their voters for granted. That's how it works in the heartland of the country. You send moderate Republicans to D.C., and they actually don't listen to their voters because they think that the insiders in D.C. and the cartel of lobbyists know better than their voters. Schumer is celebrating and dancing while the country burns. And Republicans, they let it happen. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell, lots of energy, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great. And I'm telling you, the slippers, killer slippers. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KIRK. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper and so much more. Look, here's the thing. You guys might be doing massive orders right now on MyPillow.com. Every time you do MyPillow, promo code Kirk. Mike Lindell, lots of energy, lots of passion. Look, everyone has something in common. You all have to go to sleep. Now, maybe you're an insomniac, and so I got a coffee to sell you, okay? And now that's a different read for a different time. But maybe you got to go to sleep, okay? MyPillow.com, go buy pillow. In fact, if you're an insomniac, I got magnesium to sell you. Different thing for a different time. But you got to sleep, okay? MyPillow.com, go right now. Go buy a bunch of stuff. Go buy all your friends' slippers. Go buy all your friends' Giza Dream Sheets. Go get pillow. Producer Connor, he walked in with his pillow once because he just needed it in between breaks. It was so beautiful. And in fact, I saw someone walking around with Giza Dream Sheets, and I was like, why are you walking around with Giza Dream Sheets? And they said, look, don't judge me, but when I take my cat nap at lunch, I need my Giza Dream Sheets. It was kind of weird, but they did use promo code Kirk, so I gave him a fist bump. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Give high-energy Mike Lindell, not low-energy like Jeb, a boost. MyPillow.com, get a bunch of slippers, Dream Sheets, pillows, and more, promo code Kirk. Never interfere with your enemy while he's in the process of destroying himself. Napoleon Bonaparte. Instead, we did the opposite. Instead, we're reading from Mark Milley's Art of War, which is arm the enemy whenever you can and give him aforementioned notice before you attack. Mitch McConnell's reading Mark Milley's abridged version of How to Lose Every Time You Fight and Win Medals. Mitch McConnell just handed on a silver platter to Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer knows that we are not in a constitutional moment right now. I wish we were. The Constitution is the greatest political document ever written. This is a question of the will. It's a question of political will. Who wants it more? Who is willing to hold the line? When it's 50-50 in the Senate, the leverage is minimal. And in fact, it's not even 50-50 in the Senate because you have Manchin and Sinema that are leaning more towards the center. Cut 110, Chuck Schumer says the debt limit can be done without a reconciliation deal. The solution is either Republicans join us and raising the debt limit or stay out of the way. And I think these comments from Chuck Schumer are important because I want every Republican out there to realize that when the Democrats are winning, they are rubbing it in our face. And some Democrat senators, some Republican senators are now coming up and they are stunned. How dare he do this? You think we're still living in the same country, don't you? Senators from South Dakota, Senator Portman, you think we're still living in the 1980s where the Democrats actually want what's best for America? The Democrats want to destroy the country. We know this. This is not new stuff. It's not profound thinking. They want to see America completely obliterated, the Constitution shredded and remade in their own San Francisco, Brooklyn, Malibu, Manhattan image, where there is no cultural identity, where you live in sexual anarchy, where private property is a thing of the past, and the ruling class controls everything. We know this. And Schumer is willing to get there. Schumer is willing to get it done. Republicans are not. Republicans are trying to protect a country that no longer exists. Let me say that again. Republicans are trying to protect a country that no longer exists. Now, I'm not saying America is gone. That is not what I'm saying. But they're trying to protect and preserve as if the Senate leader on the Democrat side is going to give them, you know, I want to thank the Republican colleagues for getting this done. Instead, he turns to the Democrats and say, I want to thank our side for winning from the Republican manufactured default. Don't be surprised and shocked when the bottom dwellers of the United States Senate, otherwise known as Democrats, do this. Cut 110. This is when Joe Manchin literally gets up and leaves. I have respect for Manchin for doing that. He knew it was going to make national news. Play cut 110.
I appreciate that at the end of the day, we were able to raise the debt limit without a convoluted and unnecessary reconciliation process that until today, the Republican leader claimed was the only way to address the debt limit. Let me say that again. Today's vote is proof positive that the debt limit can be addressed without going through the reconciliation process, just as Democrats have been saying for months. The solution is for Republicans to either join us in raising the debt limit or stay out of the way and let Democrats address the debt limit ourselves. Those are the two choices, and it's very simple.
And then on top of this, there's been a disastrous jobs report. Only 194,000 jobs added versus 500,000 expected, plus runaway inflation, rising prices, declining consumer confidence. I said this in the break to our team. McConnell's not dumb, but he might be weak. And that's the question. Was there a fear that he was going to be blamed by the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and CNN for raising the debt limit or for not raising the debt limit and putting us into some sort of credit crisis or default? And let's be very clear. We are already a debtor nation. We are long past the point of fiscal solvency. We've been saying this on our program for quite some time. In fact, I'm very proud and I'm very thankful for how our team has stayed focused on how the national debt is an existential crisis to our country. We are not one of those modern monetary theory programs. We are not. We believe that objective value remains. We believe we are governed by the laws of nature and nature's God, which goes all the way from honoring your mother and father to telling the truth to all human life has dignity to you cannot create fiat currency and act as if it's going to magically create value and wealth. Borrow yourself into oblivion as if that's going to create prosperity. All of those things are equally true. Force equals mass times acceleration, and deficits make your country less free. All of those things are true. And so now we see at this moment of time, Republicans that want to continue to play ball with Democrats. And if the Republican Party can't even stand for simple fiscal conservatism and not spending endlessly into the ground, then what good are they? They don't do anything on the cultural issues, abortion, guns. They won't touch immigration. In fact, they want open borders. They want endless wars overseas. And now they can't even pull off the simple thing that they say they're good at, which is the economic aspect of this. And from a purely negotiation standpoint, Democrats are celebrating like you wouldn't believe. Let's play cut 114 of Sean Hannity going after Mitch McConnell. And then I want to give an update on Afghanistan after a short message from one of our partners. Cut 114.
Way Democrats, they're now mocking him and taking a huge victory lap. McConnell caved. That was a headline on Drudge. And that was a headline of Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Elizabeth Warren is correct. Mitch caved. And this brings us to an important question for Mitch McConnell. Why would you, the Republican leader in the Senate, why would you support raising the debt ceiling knowing what the Democrats' plans are? And that is to spend the $3.5 trillion on this socialist Green New Deal. McConnell's office claiming that he was looking to avert a default with a short-term extension at a dollar with a fixed dollar amount. At least they responded to us.
At least they responded to us. At least they wrote us back. I was pleased to see Sean Hannity go after McConnell last night. It's Friday, and the weekend is about to begin. And if you've got $100 burning a hole in your pocket, there's lots of ways you can spend it. Maybe you and your spouse can go to a concert. Maybe you could take your family out for dinner. Any of those would be fun and entertain you. But how about going to charliekirk.com instead and clicking on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and make a gift to protect your most precious freedoms and the future of your kids and grandkids? Our rights are under constant attack, but you and ADF can join forces to fight for religious liberty and freedom of speech. ADF is a Christian nonprofit legal defense organization. They are a phenomenal organization, and we asked actually one of ADF's top attorneys why joining forces with you is so important. Let's play cut four, please, ADF.
Well, it actually was started with the original vision of this, that we did not just want to be a standalone legal organization. We wanted to be an alliance. We are not called to do this alone, but rather to join together with other Christians, with other people that just share our religious beliefs, that share our value of free speech even, and fight these battles together as one.
So now it's your turn. A donation of $100 to the Freedom Fund helps ensure that ADF can remain fully funded and on the job. Ready to step in anytime your freedoms are challenged. But join me right now in supporting Alliance Defending Freedoms. Go to charliekirk.com and click on the ADF banner, or go 888-670-1599, charliekirk.com, click on the banner. So we're going to pause on the Republicans handing Chuck Schumer a gift and bailing out the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, their numbers are going down. I want to give a short update of something that's been going on in Afghanistan. And this is a really important kind of story that we have not covered this week. And so there is new evidence to show that the terrorists who killed the 13 Marines were released by the Taliban from Bagram Air Base. Remember the 13 Marines that were killed in one day? Well, this right here now goes to show that new evidence out is pointing to the story that they were intentionally and knowingly released from an airbase that we gave up. Now, this is very important. And the Senate, of course, and hopefully our congressional bodies, maybe they should start investigating this, not investigating whether or not a bunch of people walked into the Capitol building and took selfies. But then breaking news today, and this is the story that I want to connect all of it. The son of Afghanistan's former defense minister buys a $20 million Beverly Hills mansion in addition to a $5.2 million Miami Beach condo. So we spend $1 trillion in Afghanistan. We give the Taliban $87 billion in weapons. And then in return, the defense minister makes out like bandits, funded by our taxpayer dollars. What did we get out of all of our time and energy in Afghanistan? Well, it continues by going through the specifics of the House. And how is it the defense minister of Afghanistan made so much money? We knowingly and willingly allowed the ruling class of Afghanistan to get rich. And now the Taliban is controlling that country, and then we just gave them tens of billions of dollars of weapons. And everything that happened in Afghanistan, because all of our sources told us this, and we were on the case earlier, is pointing to that island sovereign nation outside of China. And the drums of war, everybody, they're heating up. The lack of questions in Afghanistan and our military's failure is now as a segue into now what is going to become, I believe, the focus of American foreign policy in the months and years to come. We made the prediction, as Kabul fell, because of our inside sources, that China is now going to mobilize against Taiwan. We're going to dive into the new news of Xi Jinping demanding United States get out of Taiwan. They are planning an invasion soon, everybody. It could spiral the world into war. But maybe the best war is one that's never fought if China knew that we meant business. I've been telling you guys about Relief Factor for quite some time. And truth is, I know millions of people are, in fact, 100 million people are in some kind of pain. Look, producer Andrew, he couldn't walk. He was a hobbled individual. He was bedridden in his chair, complaining all the time. And then all of a sudden we got this call from Relief Factor. They said, hey, we want to partner with your show. We're going to send you some Relief Factor. Producer Andrew got it. He took it. Got a little bit better, took some more, got a little bit better. Next thing you know, he's doing the Fallsberry flop like you wouldn't believe. In fact, he might be training for an Ironman. It's pretty incredible. Now, he says it's thanks to Relief Factor. I ask him all the time, Relief Factor? He says relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free supplement. You can get it for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. So go to relieffactor.com, and I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. I'm telling you, a lot of people are in pain. It's 100% drug-free. Don't go to opioids. Don't go to these other things. Check it out at relieffactor.com. Taiwan, an island nation right off the coast of China with its own language, its own history, its own people, is being targeted by the Chinese Communist Party. Xi will not be deterred. Xi Jinping has a habit of actually doing what he says he's going to do. Now, there is new evidence to show that United States troops have been in Taiwan training the Taiwanese military against a coming war with China. And China is now warning the United States, saying that they need to leave. And the United States should respond and say, how's Wuhan going nowadays? It should be a one-sentence response. How's the weather in Wuhan? Thanks for the biochemical attack, you soulless, godless liars and enemies of the United States. I want to replay this clip. We played it in a previous broadcast of General Jack Keane, cut 13 of General Jack Keane, laying out the ways that Xi Jinping can move on Taiwan, cut 13.
What he could do is prop down on one of Taiwan's islands, which is closer to the mainland, with military capability. What are we going to do?
What?
Are we going to react to that or not? My reaction to that, put military forces into Taiwan if he does that. He could blockade a major port. All smallest steps to break the resolve and will of Taiwan. He could go for what I call a quick kill. And that is massive air and missile attack going after the National Command Authority and the elites inside of Taiwan and force a surrender very quickly in 2 to 3 days.
Cut 16, General Jack Keane continues on how what is happening right now can lead to war. And let me be very clear. We might not be ready for this. The great Michael Anton and the now passed away, tragically, Angelo Codavia, from the Claremont Institute and Hillsdale College, which, by the way, hillsdale.edu, the beacon of the North. I went there for a couple days the other day. It was phenomenal. They make an argument that the United States should stay out. And the argument is the following. Angelo Codavia, when he was alive, he just recently passed away, said this. Said that if we are not unified over the basic things on the homeland, we are not prepared to fight an adversary overseas. That the worst time to get involved in entanglements overseas is if your country is bitterly divided and can't agree on basic things. Cut 16, Xi Jinping on how Taiwan can lead to a war unlike anything we've ever seen before. Cut 16.
This is going to be a crisis, I think. That is going to get worse before.
Wow, it gets this is better. Profound what you're saying here, General. We respect your views entirely. You know, but what we're describing here is the world going back to war at some point after 2022. I mean, that's profound. Xi is 68 years old, and you said at the beginning of this conversation, listen to what he says, and he has said repeatedly. That this issue will be resolved.
He has a tendency to do what he says.
Tendency to do what he says. Now, none of this is surprising for our program. We've been covering the Taiwan issue for quite some time. And there's a relation between what happened in Afghanistan and what's happening in Taiwan. The United States, we do not have an embassy in Kabul anymore. We were run out of the country. And who does? China. China is a border country of Afghanistan. And so China trying to build a network with natural resources and capabilities to be able to take Taiwan, they needed Afghanistan. The foreign ministry spokesman said, quote, China will take all necessary measures to protect its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Evil dictatorships have a tendency to first, before trying to conquer foreign lands, they try to go after lands that they believe are rightfully theirs. In 1936, on March 7th, German troops marched into the Rhineland in violation of the Treaty of Versailles. Why? Because they believed it was theirs. When evil countries decide to try to take back what they think is theirs in defiance of the sovereignty of another, it usually doesn't end well. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.